In with Mark Myers, financial advisor with Stern AG and Leach, filling in today for John Taylor. And Mark, yesterday some talk of those two stepchildren, whatever they are, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Yes, they are our stepchildren, and we taxpayers are feeding them every month more and more money due to this housing crisis. It's just amazing how much money we've thrown at them. But Timothy Geithner, our wonderful Treasury Secretary, was out there yesterday saying, these two entities are going to have to go away, and we're going to have to redo this whole system on mortgages. And he's going to, sounds like they're going to put it more onto private entities, banks, and mortgages companies to take on a lot more risk than they were. But they say they are still going to have some kind of government backstop on these loans. But the private entities will have to take a lot more risk than what they were doing. But the government will have to take a role into it. Otherwise, if we have another collapse, this whole system could collapse again, even worse than what it did this time. So it'll be interesting. They're still debating. They're still talking and trying to figure out what to do with that. Bill Gross, the biggest bond king out there, manager of fund that manages the biggest bond fund in the world, he basically said we need to nationalize the mortgage system, which I thought was very interesting. But we'll see what happens there. They're all debating and trying to figure out what they are going to do with that. There's not a whole lot happening today. It's kind of quiet. You know, of course, Walmart reported earnings yesterday. They said sales were slow in the United States. Internationally, they were great. Home Depot, their sales were up 6.8% yesterday on their report. But they say that everyone's being careful on what they're spending their money on. They're buying the cheaper items, the cheaper grills, and they're doing a lot more repairs on their homes. They're not really adding on or anything like that. They're just repairing what they do have. And what we did get this morning, we did get Target. Target basically says the same thing as everybody else. Sales are slow, but they are increasing. And this is where the economy is getting back to the new norm. The economy is slowly but surely growing, but it's very slow. Sales at Target was only up 1.7% over last year, but it was up. Now, there is some light out there in the tunnel. It's for farmers. Right now, it's a great day to be a farmer. Farmers are doing very, very well. Prices of wheat and everything are up, and they're looking good. Deere came out and reported earnings. You know, the guys make the big green and yellow tractors and farm equipment, and their profit grew 47% from last year. Revenue was up 16%. So that was very, very good news. And one other report we did get this morning was home refinancing. It was the highest level in 15 months. A lot of people out there refinancing their homes, taking advantage of these lowest rates that we've ever had in history. And what was amazing was a 30-year mortgage was at 4.6%. That was the average for people refinancing their homes. So it's something that I think everyone should look at, you know, see what your current mortgage rate is and look at refinancing it, their mortgages, because you may not have another opportunity in your lifetime to do it this low again. But we'll see what happens the rest of the morning. It looks like the markets are going to open up maybe a little bit up. Market's kind of bouncing around right now, but it's looking good. We do have still a lot of M&A activity out there. BHP offered to buy potash, and wish we owned that stock. That stock went from 112 to 140.
That'd be one to have.
Yeah, that'd be the one to have. So you're going to see that more and more of these companies are sitting on cash and they don't have anything to do with it. So you'll probably see them making offers to buy a lot of other companies merge.
Well, Mark, you had good news for farmers, and you know they don't get a lot of news, I don't think.
No.
Good news anyway.
No, they don't. But we're starting to see commodities rise, and farmers are in the position where they can capitalize on, you know, for example, wheat prices going up, and so they can up their profit margin, which that's a good thing.
It sure is, and of course it may mean higher food costs down the road, but farmers always seem to take a beating, so some good news for them can't hurt.
Yes, it is good news for them.